This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to the Middle East on Friday. Fears of the Israel-Hamas conflict spreading have grown after the targeted killing of Hamas's deputy chief in Lebanon on Tuesday, an attack Israel neither confirms nor denies it carried out. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Israel had vowed to eliminate Hamas leaders after the October 7th attack and says its forces at its northern border with Lebanon are on high alert. President Joe Biden has come under heavy criticism for his strong support of Israel's right to defend itself after the attack, as more than 22,000 Palestinians have been reported as killed by Israel in Gaza since the war began. The State Department said protecting and helping civilians in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank will be at the top of the list at each one of Blinken's stops on his tour. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Israel's bombardment and ground invasion to eradicate Hamas have pushed almost all Palestinians toward Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
In nearly every plot of land that stretches west from the city of Rafah, thousands of nylon tents have sprung up for those without a house to shelter in. The Rafah area had a pre-war population of around 280,000, a figure that's bulged to over 1 million in recent days, according to the UN. As the displaced population grows, life in the border city with Egypt becomes more desperate by the hour as people struggle to find food and drinking water. I'm Charles de la Desma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.